never enough days to go through all of the following. It's why.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
And no doubt, the rest of this week's why we can't have nice things. Probably a lot of stories out of New Orleans. And we'll start there, actually, as many a Mardi Gras parade filled with floats has already been going down Bourbon Street down there in New Orleans. And this one on Sunday, New Orleans police officers removed all 41 riders from float number 10, known as the Crew of Carrollton, not affiliated with the North Texas City, but all 41 riders on float 10 during Sunday's parade were removed by police because the NOPD down there said the float's riders were deliberately and aggressively throwing beads aggressively along the route, which is certainly dangerous. That, fast-flying beads, I could put an eye out. So could some of the flashing on Bourbon Street, too, but that's a different thing entirely. Go to something else that was thrown that wasn't supposed to over there in Italy. Not affiliated with the Olympic Games, but an Italian man mistakenly threw out 20 gold bars, roughly worth about 150 grand. He didn't realize he'd messed up until the next day, and then went to the Polizia there, as then him and other authorities dove into a local landfill. And successfully, they did find it. They got the gold bars and returned it back to the Italian man, who was not questioned why he had 20 gold bars right there. Can we borrow those? We're a little low on the gold medal front while we're over there. Dum, 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 dum. A lot of bronze, though. Let's go to this lovely wedding story about this couple in Iowa, Alexis and Rhianne Webb. They planned to get married last Thursday, just a couple days before Valentine's Day. It was going to be an intimate thing, a few loved ones, and they were all waiting, justice of the peace there at the courthouse. When they found out that the judge had another appointment and was not going to show up anytime soon, or like that day at all, and there wasn't evidently another judge available to marry them, and they were disappointed. But Alexis's father stood up and said, "I have a friend, Jody, and Jody is ordained." It just so happens Jody and his wife own a funeral home. And said, "Come on over, sure. We got a chapel." So everybody drove over from the courthouse to the funeral home, and Jody married him right there and then, like a regular officiant. Alexis said it was even better than we expected because we did get a real wedding. There were flowers. Yes, we were in a chapel. What more could we ask for? And what more could be more symbolic? Dum, dum, right, dum, 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 dum. All right, let's go to this 26-year-old dude in Florida, Dean Young. He was out and about, and he noticed a landscaping van parked along the street. He got out of his vehicle, ran up to the van, and climbed in the back. And then somehow the door closed behind him and he got locked inside and then kind of freaked out. Dean was screaming for help, banging on the doors, and the landscaper showed up, left him there, called police, and then the police took him out. Now, Dean says, "I'm not a thief." He said he was just handing out business cards and a dog started chasing him and he ran in there for safety. Well, that didn't fly because a security camera from a nearby place where the landscaper was actually landscaping caught the whole thing, and he was arrested for burglary and criminal mischief. Dum, 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 dum. And then finally, let's go to this story of a woman in New York who was employed by the state's Department of Transportation and is accused of stealing thousands of pounds of asphalt. Oneida, New York, Dateline, Central New York woman. Right there from the New York DOT. Troopers received a complaint regarding an incident that had happened at their facility saying, "Hey, we somehow don't have 20,000 pounds of asphalt that we needed." Well, troopers found that Tina L. Beretta, 59 years old, while as employed as a DOT maintenance worker, directed 20,000 pounds of asphalt to be loaded into a different truck during work hours, and they were brought to a private residence where it was dumped without authorization. It ultimately cost about $250, evidently, was the price tag on this. But they arrested Ms. Beretta, though Tina does claim innocence and says the stealing of the asphalt wasn't her fault. Stealing of the asphalt wasn't her fault. But she might be guilty of being that first part of the word. See?
Dum, 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 dum,